Neil Larson, along with Julie Mason. And in recent weeks, we have been working hard to cover all of the East Idaho legislative races. And I think, Julie, this is the last one we're getting to. That's the District 29, is it 29B? Yes, 29B race. And Tanya Burgoyne currently holds that seat. We have an interview request pending with her, but we would like to welcome to the program her opponent, Jennifer Miles. Jennifer, welcome. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you today?
Well, we're good. We're hanging in there. We'd love to get to know you a little bit. So introduce yourself to our audience and why you're running for House Seat 29B.
So my name is Jennifer Miles. I am from Soda Springs, Idaho, where I was born and raised. I moved to Pocatello shortly after high school and went to Idaho State University, got a degree in political science, got a second degree in social work, and a master's degree in social work from Boise State. I've lived consistently in Pocatello since 2013. I have two kids. A husband, he actually works at Edafoss out of Soda Springs. Born and raised, been enjoying this community. I love it here, and that's pretty much all I've got to say.
Okay, so Jennifer, how did you arrive at the decision that you wanted to run for the legislature?
So I've always been about our community and like finding solutions. I'm very solutions focused. Taking a puzzle apart, putting together, find out what works best for whatever we've got going on. So I have a strong belief that Idaho families deserve practical leadership that listens, communicates honestly, and focuses on real problems. We have issues like affordability, healthcare, education, and I would like to work on those and see what we can do about them.
All right, let's chat about those very specifically. Education was a big topic this year in the legislature, specifically for House Bill 93 got put into law, and people are still opposing that, and also supporting it, I should say. And then the budget was an issue, but education wasn't cut. I would love to know what you think about funding for education. And also, do you support House Bill 93, which is now law in Idaho?
So I have no interest in changing law, and I do support parts of House Bill 93. I would like to see support to all education. Supporting our public schools and universities and workforce training is very important. So making sure that they have what it's needed so we can continue to invest in education for the future of our children and our economy.
So what about some of the other issues? This is an education related issue. And that was the bill that prohibited using taxpayer funds for teachers' unions. Where do you stand on that issue?
I believe it was just, it almost seems, so I support our local teachers. There wasn't a high percentage of teachers who used, that really got the union dues out of their checks. I wouldn't have voted. I wouldn't have supported that.
Okay. All right.
Our teachers work hard, and if it's something that's like an incentive or small that makes their jobs or lives just a tiny bit easier, I'm for that. I want to make sure they have the support that's needed and they're valued.
Let's reference something that's in the news today. I'm asking this question simply because you talk about economy, and this is your area. So there's a potential for a data center to be placed in Pocatello. I'd love to hear what you think about that and how it would grow the economy or not grow the economy, and other ideas you have for growing the economy in the lower part of East Idaho.
So I was looking at information about the data center. I'm going to go to the town hall tonight regarding it and just gather some more information before I make a clear decision on my position on the data center. If possible, I think it's good to bring other business into this area. It does help our economy and provides work, but I really need to continue to find out more about it. And that's what I intend to do tonight.
All right. We're talking with Jennifer Miles, running for House Seat 29B. Jennifer, there are a couple of well, likely initiatives on the ballot, voter initiatives. One is regarding marijuana and legalizing marijuana for medical purposes. The other one is on abortion, which would sort of lift the current restrictions that there are on abortion in Idaho. Tell us where you stand on both of those issues, first with marijuana, then with the abortion issue.
With the marijuana, I would never support it being like recreationally used at all, like any access to that at all. And if I did support the medical end, it would be under strict regulations for specific type medical issues. And it would be interesting to see how that turns out and how, like, what types of ideas come forward if it gets that far.
As a voter, because it looks like it's going to be on the ballot, they have a lot of signatures beyond what they needed. Some will get tossed, but they probably have enough. Do you know how you'll vote on the marijuana issue in November?
In November, I feel like having the legislation have control of that would be the best way to go.
Well, but voters are going to decide. So as a voter, do you think you're going to support it or not?
At this time, I'm not sure. I need to look more into it.
All right. And abortion, where do you stand on Idaho's current law and what should happen in terms of changes, if anything?
If anything changes with that, I would like to see the life and health of the mother be specifically discussed with a provider and the mom. The provider knows the medical area the best. The mother knows herself and her values. I believe it's a very delicate situation for anybody to go through. It can be very traumatic, but I also understand that when you're dealing with life and health of moms, that's very important because they're the ones that raise our families. It's really hard for anybody to make that decision. But yeah, life and health of the mother is something I'd like to see and make sure that our providers do not have lawsuits that come before them, that there's more of a outline to protect everybody involved if a family has to make that tough decision.
So, Jennifer, I want to ask, you were trying to get a feel for where you stand on a number of issues. Where do you stand when it comes to the Republican platform? You are running for the Republican nomination. Do you generally agree with the Republican platform?
On most, yes, I agree. I want to make sure that keep in mind that I do would want to represent Pocatello, but for the most part, I agree with that platform.
Okay. With what do you disagree?
I'm not sure. It depends on what issue comes up.
All right. Well, our guest this morning has been Jennifer Miles. If you'd like to find out more about her, you can go to her website, milesforidaho.com. She's running as the challenger in seat 29B. Jennifer, we appreciate you taking some time with us, and we wish you the best in the next few days here as we approach Election Day.
All right. Thank you. It was great. Thanks for having me.
You bet. All right.